Welcome to the Deep Dive. We cut through the noise, get you the insights that really matter. And today, well, we're tackling something that might just flip your expectations upside down.
Yeah.
Especially about innovation. Think about Germany. What comes to mind? Engineering, right? Cars, meticulous design, industrial strength, you know, quality, precision.
Absolutely. A powerhouse reputation built on efficiency.
So given all that world-class reputation,
yeah,
where would you expect Germany to be in the global AI revolution?
Leading the charge, surely, right at the front.
Well, okay, get ready for a bit of a reality check here. A recent survey, it's uncovered a really startling paradox. German office workers, they've got the AI tools, but they're seeing barely any real productivity gains.
Barely any. That's surprising.
It is. And here's the really critical bit. It's not about lacking the tech. The tools are there. Our deep dive today suggests it's something, well, deeper. A cultural thing. A leadership problem. So, our mission. Unpack why this has happened. Look at the data, the issues underneath. And, maybe most importantly, figure out what this German experience can teach you about using AI effectively, wherever you happen to be.
That's such a fascinating way to frame it. And it's crucial, I think. This isn't just, you know, a German economic quirk. It's a huge case study for everyone about the human side, the organizational hurdles. When you adopt truly game-changing tech, it shows the tools, well, they're just one part of it. Understanding these things, the hesitation, the fear, the gap between having a tool and actually using it, well, that's vital if you're trying to figure out the future of work, makes you wonder. Maybe Germany's experience is more of a warning sign for us than a roadmap.
Okay, let's dig into this then. Let's get to the numbers because the data really does paint a stark picture. We're pulling this mainly from a recent Indeed survey. Pretty compelling stuff. 501 German office workers, all actively using AI. Now, productivity gains. Here's the reality check. A huge 75%. 75%.
Mm-hmm.
Save 3 hours or less per week using AI tools.
3 hours or less. Wow.
Yeah. Think about that. 3 out of 4 people are barely getting anything back.
That's not just underperforming. That's,
right.
Well, it suggests the tool isn't being integrated meaningfully at all.
Exactly. It turns this transformative potential into like a minor convenience for most. And if we break it down more, almost 40% save just 1 to 3 hours. Over 20%. Less than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And get this, 15.6%, nearly 1 in 6 see zero difference. None.
Zero difference. Oof.
So, yeah, while technically 3/4 save some time, it's often tiny. A sliver. Contrast that. Only 8% are saving more than 6 hours a week. So the conclusion the researchers draw, it seems pretty clear. Generative AI, it's often treated more like a plaything in Germany.
Mm.
A novelty, not a strategic productivity booster.
You know, what's really striking there isn't just how small those savings are, it's the massive missed opportunity it signals. Especially when you hear those broader discussions in Germany, the calls for people to work more hours to boost the economy. And here's this tech promising to help people work smarter, not just longer. And it's just not happening. It really makes you ask, is it just about working smarter? Or is there some fundamental resistance, maybe even a misunderstanding of what smarter even looks like with AI?
Mm, that's a good point. And here's where it gets, frankly, even more interesting and maybe a bit frustrating. You might think, oh, okay, maybe it's just a few hours saved, but that's still something, right? Time for other productive stuff.
You'd hope so.
Well, what actually happens to that little bit of time that is saved? The survey found something pretty alarming. Almost a third of that gain time. It gets eaten up by bureaucratic tasks or meetings, stuff employees would have otherwise just, you know, skipped or avoided.
Oh, no. So the efficiency gain just gets absorbed by inefficiency elsewhere.
Pretty much. Imagine that.
Yeah.
AI helps you finish faster, then bam, you're pulled right back into the admin sludge you were trying to escape.
That's deeply counterproductive.
And it gets worse. Almost half the people surveyed, they believe their employers aren't using the save time productively anyway, at all.
Okay, so it's systemic then. Not just individuals struggling to refocus.
Seems like it. The organizations themselves aren't really leveraging these small wins for anything strategic. No reinvestment in innovation or skills, or even just giving people room to breathe.
You know, connecting that to the bigger picture, it really shows a fundamental flaw, doesn't it, in how the technology is being adopted. It's not just about saving the time. The real value comes from how you then use that time. Or in this case, how it's not being used. It makes you wonder, could this be a symptom of something deeper in the work culture? Like how value is even measured?
I mean.
Well, are these organizations actually set up to allow those freed up hours to flow into innovation? Or skill building? Or higher value work? Or does the system just default to filling the space with more busy work?
Right. like an inertia that's hard to overcome.
Exactly.
So given these numbers, this wasted potential, the massive question is why? Why is this happening? Mm. Our source points to what it calls a dangerous mix: ignorance, fear, and a real lack of corporate support. Those seem to be the root causes.
Ignorance, fear, and lack of support. That's quite a combination.
And it doesn't sound like it's just individual workers feeling hesitant. It seems systemic from the top. For example, in over 63% of the companies looked at, talking about AI, it's just not encouraged at all.
63%. Wow. So you have this powerful tool, but the culture says don't talk about it.
Seems that way. Discourages sharing ideas, best practices, exploring possibilities. Plus, over 11% of companies, they view the tech critically right from the get-go, before even really trying it.
Sort of preemptive skepticism.
Yeah. But maybe the most, well, shocking part the researchers found, they call it internal sabotage.
Sabotage? What does that mean in this context?
Get this. A fifth of the people surveyed said information about AI is actually being withheld from them.
Withheld by colleagues, management.
The survey implies it could be either or both. And even more telling, 23%, almost a quarter, admit they actively hide efficiency gains they make with AI.
They hide them. Why?
To avoid being given extra tasks. They're worried that if they show they're faster, they'll just get overloaded.
That is, wow, that's a classic human reaction, isn't it? Like you said earlier, finishing homework early but not telling anyone so you don't get more chores. But the stakes here, wow, affecting whole companies, maybe the whole economy.
Exactly.
It really highlights why this is framed as a failure of leadership and culture, not just a tech problem. When your employees are actively hiding efficiency gains because they're scared of being overworked,
yeah,
you've got a serious trust issue, a dysfunctional system.
Deeply dysfunctional.
And, you know, it makes you question if it's just risk aversion or maybe something deeper, like a cultural preference for control, for thoroughness, that actually ends up stifling the agility you need for something like AI.
That's an interesting angle.
Because that kind of hesitant approach, it's such a stark contrast to what we're seeing in, say, the US or many parts of Asia, where AI integration is moving much faster. The competitive risk of that internal resistance is huge. Companies, even countries, could get left behind.
So, okay, the picture is pretty bleak in some ways. But how do you fix it? How do you turn this around? The survey does point towards a solution. It suggests that turning this trickle of productivity into a true stream, well, it needs a radical cultural shift.
A radical shift, not just tinkering around the edges.
Exactly. And the report says it's needed now. It frames it as urgent to avoid being, you know, left out.
So what does that shift look like? What actions do they recommend?
Well, the key things are pretty clear, according to the research. Companies need to actively promote AI use. That means proper training, open discussions, clear guidelines on how to use it.
Makes sense. Reduce the ignorance and fear factors.
Right. And you need to tackle those concerns about data privacy, ethics. Mm-hmm. Tackle them head on. Not use them as excuses to just stall or do nothing.
Address the legitimate concerns, but don't let them paralyze progress.
Precisely. And maybe the biggest thing, leaders have to lead by example. They need to genuinely embrace AI. See it as a strategic plus, not a threat or something scary.
Yeah, it absolutely has to come from the top, not just sending memos, but actually using it, championing it, showing the way.
That leadership piece feels critical.
It really is. Fostering that environment where AI is seen as helpful, not harmful, that's leadership's job. But it brings up a tough question, doesn't it? How do you actually build that trust and champion the tech from the top, especially when you already have this resistance, this fear, even that sabotage element we talked about?
Yeah, how do you break that cycle?
It's not like flipping a switch. You need vision. You need constant communication. You need to create psychological safety, let people experiment, learn, maybe even fail sometimes without punishment. And crucially, you need to show the value, not just for the company's bottom line, but for the employees themselves. How does this make their jobs better?
That's key. Demonstrating the what's in it for me.
Exactly. You have to actively dismantle those cultural roadblocks piece by piece.
Okay, so that's the proposed path forward. But does it actually work? Let's circle back to the data one last time. Because the source offered some pretty clear proof. Proof that a strong, supportive AI culture, it really does deliver results. This isn't just wishful thinking. The numbers back it up.
Okay, I'm listening. What did they find?
Right, here's the key statistic. The real aha moment, I think. Employees and companies that do have that strong, supportive AI culture, they save more than 6 hours per week.
More than 6 hours? Compared to the average of what, two or three?
Exactly. More than double the overall average found in the survey.
Wow. Okay, that is compelling.
Isn't it? So what does this tell you? It tells you the potential is absolutely there. Big, significant, game-changing productivity gains are possible with AI.
It's real, tangible.
Right. But, and this is the crucial but, you only unlock it by creating the right environment, by building that culture of acceptance, of learning, by tackling those mindset issues, those leadership gaps. You can't just drop software on people's desk and expect magic to happen.
That statistic really does nail it, doesn't it? It shifts the blame, if you like, away from the technology itself. The tech isn't the bottleneck.
No.
It's the ecosystem around it, the culture, the leadership, the trust, or the lack of it. That's what's holding things back. It proves the tech works when the conditions are right. But, you know, the challenge remains immense. How do you cultivate that positive culture in soil that's already resistant, where fear, maybe even that sabotage, has taken root?
It's not easy.
No, it's not a quick fix. It's like tending a garden, maybe in tough conditions. But at least this data gives us a clear picture of what a thriving garden looks like, what we should be aiming for.
So wrapping this up then, Germany's surprising AI paradox. It really shines a light on a universal truth, doesn't it? The biggest roadblocks to using new tech, especially something as big as AI, they often aren't technical. They're human. They're cultural.
Deeply human. Deeply cultural.
And the AI revolution. It's happening fast all around the world, reshaping everything. Mm-hmm. So the question our source poses for Germany, but really, maybe for any organization that's hesitating right now, it's pretty simple. Will you participate? Will you jump in? Embrace the future? Or will you get left behind, stuck in old ways while the world moves on?
And maybe that's the final thought for you, the listener, to take away. This isn't just about Germany. It's not just about big companies. How could you apply these lessons in your own work? Maybe even personally, what are the mindset blocks, the cultural hesitations, the little fears that might be holding you back from getting the most out of new tools? Could be AI, could be something else entirely. Understanding those human dynamics, that seems critical for unlocking progress for all of us, something to definitely think about.